Cue 3 hours of inspiration. Andrew Dickens, Sunday Cafe. Welcome to your Sunday morning on Newstalk ZB.
Let's look at travel.
Megan Singleton, morning.
Good morning. Let's just go to Sydney and forget it all.
I know.
It's been full on, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was a very tight All Blacks game. You'll have to go and watch the replay now.
Yeah, I was watching it out of the corner of my eye and I wasn't overly happy
with
it.
Well, if they'd have got that last try and then converted, it would have been a draw.
Yeah.
Nasty.
They were camped right there. Now, look, Sydney. We all go to Sydney. We all do the same things.
Yes.
Tell us something different.
And so I've got three things to tell you about today. Some of them are a little bit spendy, but hey, you know, if you're going over there, why not? One of them is I did this most amazing 9-course degustation lunch via seaplane from Rose Bay down the Hawkesbury River to a place called Barowra Waters Inn. It's quite hard to say. I won't expect you to say it. And so so you land there by seaplane. Only takes, you know, about 8 people at a time, and they just go fly people in and out and out. And you go to this gorgeous restaurant on the side of the river, and it's only accessible by boat or seaplane. And it's really the place where a wedding proposal should occur. If you're not already married, then you should dump the companion that you're with. Absolutely outstanding. And I've gone and taken pictures of all the courses as they came rolling out. So if people like a little bit of food and want something really special, like it's a real special treat, then have a look at lunch there on the river.
All right, beautiful. It's amazing with Sydney, such a big city, 4.5 million people, but you can get out into the wilderness so very, very quickly.
And of course, taking that plane, you cross over the Harbour Bridge, you come down the northern beaches. It's actually, you know, even the plane flight in itself is just such a cool thing to do, round Manly and up you go. It's really awesome.
Right, everyone goes to Bondi Beach and then they walk around the cliffs and they go around to, what's that, Glamorama, or whatever that beach is, you know. What would you do at Bondi?
Well, I did a surfing lesson at Bondi Beach. I have to say, I had never touched a surfboard before, and the only time I'd ever been near something similar was with a boogie board, and I ended up in a shambles on the bottom of the seafloor. So I was there having a surf lesson, a little bit nervous. Took me about 10 minutes just to get the stupid wetsuit on.
Oh, dear.
Had no idea that wetsuits didn't make everybody look skinny. Then they put a rashie on me so that I, you know, they can tell which one is their little student. And out I go to have a surf lesson. And so I've written a story about that and about how you're meant to surf. Pretty much do as I say, not as I do. So
I had a friend who went all the way to Hawaii to learn how to surf, and he said, when you get a holiday, when you get a mission on a holiday, it makes a holiday even better.
Well, to be honest, I love to do that, and that's, I don't think I've ever had a holiday where I've just relaxed and gone shopping ever, like 14 years since I've been doing this whole writing malarkey. And I think I just look for stuff all the time. I'm always looking for things that are quirky and different, because so many people, even just your friends, ask you, what did you do in Sydney? What did you think about Sydney? You don't have to be a travel writer to come up with some great ideas and tell people what they might like to do in Sydney.
Now, Taronga Zoo. I actually went to Taronga Zoo last year with the boys. We took them there for Easter. Fantastic zoo.
Yeah. Did you like it? What a great view, eh? Back
in
the city.
The view is astounding. On the hill, looking back at the city.
Yeah, yeah. So did you hear about the Roar and Snore while you were there?
No.
So Roar and Snore is this overnight glamping situation you can do. So for a while they've had sort of two-man pup tents, and that's not my kind of idea of glamping. But now they've got these permanent safari tents that so you go over there and you have an exclusive tour of the zoo with the keepers after hours. And then you have nibbles and drinky poos, and then you go and have a buffet dinner, and then after dark you go back through the zoo, and that's when all the animals are up and about and doing their thing. They don't realise that you're there, so a good idea would be to take some night vision goggles, actually.
Yeah.
And then you stay in a luxury tent, so it's floorboards and beautiful, you know, double beds or single beds. You can sleep up to 4, so you can take the kids. And then you wake up first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock rise, and then you go around the zoo with the zookeepers again before the zoo opens, so you get to feed them.
Amazing.
And so it's a fantastic experience. And of course, the views, the nighttime views from there back over Sydney City.
That'd be amazing. And people don't seem to realise that, yeah, most animals actually are more active, especially the African ones, more active at night. And that's when the lions start doing the roaring and the elephants start doing the trumpeting.
A lot of sleep.
No.
but that's what I was just thinking before. Well, you know, if you've got a hotel room with a noisy air conditioning unit, you don't get a lot of sleep either. So wouldn't you rather be hearing a lion roar?
I sure would. This is all on your website, bloggeratlarge.com. I'll put links on my Facebook site as well. Megan Singleton, all the very best. Thanks
Andrew. Bye-bye.
See you later.